July 24th, 2008.
Coming to a close of July.
Getting there. We got next week.
We're not doing a... I'm holding this gorilla pod.
Yeah, it's making cricky noises.
We're not doing a get-together this month, because we're moving it into August.
Well, it's the 1st of August.
It's the 1st of August.
It's so close. I mean, Thursday is the 31st. We might as well hold off a day.
Exactly. So just so you know.
Yeah, but and it's going to be outdoors. It's going to be at the Moody's Pub up in Edgewater.
Burgers, beers, and outdoor seating.
Yeah, in case of rain, we won't move it indoors at Moody's Pub because it's a little oppressive with all the heat and smoke.
Yeah.
But there's a place called Double Bubble just north of there.
What is the Double Bubble?
It's just a little old man bar.
Double Bubble.
Yeah, cheap
That's
beer.
An interesting name.
Yeah.
Do you know why it's called the Double Bubble?
I have no idea. But
does it have a logo of two bubbles?
You know, I think it does. I think it's based off of the double bubble gum.
Oh, that's cool. Logo.
But we'll have details up on the site. Check it out. In the meantime, on Tuesday of this week, I did a little reading along with several other local literary and webby type folk. At Fulton Lounge as part of the field-tested notes
reading. Field-tested books.
Field-tested books. Excuse me. I'm getting their field test
and the field notes
and field-tested books confused.
That's a good crossover. Though.
That would be.
Field-tested notes.
Those printed in the front.
Yeah. There you go.
Field-tested books. It's a series that our good friends at Kudal Partners put on. They've done it three times now, and it's a... rather than just a review of a book, it's actually a review of where you read the book. A number of local writers, as well as writers around the country and even around the world, wrote about where they read a particular book and kind of how that environment and that experience and influenced their reading of the book. It's kind of neat.
It was cool indeed.
Yeah, what'd you think?
It was... I'm not the biggest fan of readings, typically, depending on the caliber of the writer and the reader in question. So for me, I thought it was good.
Yeah.
First off, just saying.
Okay.
It was good. There were definite highlights in there. I think the field-tested books lends itself to the casual person who dropped by reading quite well, mostly because the pieces are concise and brief and lends itself to a certain snappiness that I quite enjoy as part of the audience.
Yeah.
So if it was great. I think, you know, with the number of readers, it kept everything at a nice quick pace.
Sure.
And I kept everything fresh, so I thought it was great. My highlights included John Tolva, who's a friend of ours, who's in Ghana for work, who literally phoned it in.
He phoned it in from Ghana on speakerphone,
which is great.
Into the mic. It was neat.
I enjoyed, and Wendy McClure is always good. Wendy's got good delivery, knows how to. She's got comic timing.
She
I
does.
Think.
She's and, got excellent timing.
Yeah. And I think that's kind of my thing with readings in general.
Mm-hmm.
I'm digressing a little bit here, but you know, I think the key to being a good reader is to be a good performer in general.
Right.
And to kind of know your story beforehand. I mean, I wouldn't say anybody was bad or anything last night, but there were definitely people just leading it straight off the page versus kind of embellishing it and kind of picking up the tone.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that's kind of the difference. When you lead a story, you have a certain delivery in your head or in your mind and emphasis on certain words. And then when you lead or when you see a writer actually lead their work and then they just kind of, you know, almost in a monotone or deadpan manner, just kind of lead light through it. It kind of kills the vibe that you might have gotten originally. So,
yeah, and you know, a big part of that is people actually tend to sort of modulate their voice when they're nervous.
Mm-hmm.
So it ends up getting really flat and monotone. And so you know, if you're comfortable up on stage reading in front of people, you're more likely to be a better reader.
Yeah, I think so. I think there's definitely a huge aspect of it is public speaking.
Yeah, just experience helps.
Exactly.
Yeah.
But I mean, it kind of goes, and digressing even further into live shows, and showmanship.
Sure.
It's like, I won't see... I have a rule now that I'm considering myself an old fart, that I won't see a band again if I've seen them once and it blew me away. Or it was good.
Yeah.
Because, like, the second time I'll see them, I probably won't enjoy it
as
much.
You don't want to ruin the impression.
I don't want to ruin the impression.
Well,
and
what about bands that just kind of stand there? I mean, will you give them a second chance?
That. No.
No.
I'm not into bands that just kind of straight up stand there and perform their material as if they were in the studio.
Right.
You know, it's like, what's the point? If you're going to put on a show, put on a show.
It's totally true.
I don't know. That's,
I agree.
That's my, you know, I go back to Chuck Dukowski, who was the original bass player for Black Flag, and his motto of playing, which was, you know, whether it's three people that you're playing in front of or 300, you play like it's the last show you'll ever play.
Right.
That's the way it should be.
It's a good attitude. I don't know if that carries over to reading.
Well, no.
Quite.
Yeah. Still, but I mean, exactly. I do think there could be some element of showmanship. I thought
definitely.
You know, Mark Beza, I mean, he didn't really embellish the story in terms of anything, but he did bring a color copy of the book in question, which was a nice visual.
Oh, right, yeah.
I mean, there's so much more that you can do to kind of embellish the words visually and in person that I think, and you know, Wendy brought the actual book, you know,
Flowers
in
the Attic,
and you know, kept showing the book, and it was a nice kind of gimmicky or kind of nice visually enforcement.
It was a good gag, made people laugh.
There was I think that's kind of the nice thing, like you can sidestep or interject the actual reading with little bits of other things.
And it
almost
helps
footnotes, you know?
It helps put you at ease.
It does.
You relax because you're not as tense.
The audience has some humor and something to kind of, you know, not be take too seriously.
Yeah,
so,
definitely.
I don't know.
Well, you know, Gaper's Walk used to do readings way, way back when we started. I think the last one we did was in 2004 at our first anniversary party. And
we did.
Went kind of oddly. We teamed up with some zinesters, and a couple of them didn't get the message that, you know, we needed things to be short and move along. But otherwise, you know, it went well, and you know, maybe we'll take this opportunity to kind of reintroduce that. So if you think it's a good idea for us to do some readings again, or if you have ideas on what a reading might entail for us, leave them in the comments. Let us know.
Stop us an email too.
We want to hear about it. So let's get into this week's stuff. I've got something for Thursday, do you?
Do it, no.
Tonight, if you can, and there's still tickets available, you guys really ought to check out It Came from the Neo-Futurarium. This is a series of dramatic readings of film scripts, generally bad films.
And maybe this is the way readings should be.
Maybe.
Dramatically.
Dramatic readings. That's another option.
You might
consider that. So this week it's Ninja 3, The Domination. It's the second to last in the series. They have one more next week. But it starts at 8 p.m. and tickets are $10. $2 off if you're a student. So, you know, dig out your old ID card if you still look like it.
Or if they still use that ID card.
Yeah.
I think I tried to use my old DePaul card, and the cashier at the cinema was like,
"Yeah, no,
that's not the current DePaul ID card." I'm like, "Oh crap!"
Oh well. Did they confiscate it?
Nah.
So yeah, check that out. And all weekend, the Newberry Library's book fair is going on. Starts today. Got some
train rolling through. So Newberry.
Yeah, Newberry. It starts today, runs through Sunday. Lots of cool stuff. Not just books, but also things like maps and globes and literary related stuff.
I have been there. It's pretty good.
Nice, yeah,
pretty nifty.
You know,
I actually think the Newberry Library Fair is actually better than Finner's, though.
You think?
I think
well, it's not nearly as big.
Not nearly as big, but I feel that there's better stuff.
Yeah.
Anyway.
Well, check it out. Judge for yourself. How about Friday?
Friday. Cypress Hill at the House of Blues.
Oh, yeah.
So, you know, Cypress Hill has been going strong since the 90s.
Yes.
And before that, even.
Yeah.
If you were only a casual Insane and the Bane fan.
Man.
But they are doing a benefit.
Oh, really?
So this is a benefit and silent auction.
Cool.
I think it's something to do against violence or something.
Mm-hmm.
I think there's something else going on as well. I'll get to that in a bit. But
all right.
House of Blues.
Cool.
Check it out. And then
one of my roommates back in college killed me on Cypress Hill. I can't listen to it.
You can't listen to it anymore?
Every night.
I can imagine that.
At like 2 in the morning, I'd hear the same like 4 or 5 songs off of that album.
I think I still think Send Dog is my favorite.
Yeah.
Is it? Ooh, he's always in the background of that booming,
yes,
kind of dull voice. But
right.
Also that night, if you're not inclined to catch some weed smoking
hip hop, yeah.
Busy Beaver, our favorite Bud and Company, and based here out of Chicago, is releasing Series 9 of their So and So Artist Invited. Button collection,
yeah, right.
And this one's called Glow.
Cool.
If that didn't give you a good hint, they are all glow-in-the-dark buttons.
Which is pretty cool.
Which is pretty cool.
Yeah.
And there'll be the show, or the opening reception, will be at the Country Club Chicago at 1100 North Damon, and it goes from 6 till 10.
Nice.
It's free, so, you know, bring a bunch of quarters. Because they'll be in machines.
Yep.
So.
Grab a roll of quarters. They might have some there for you if you need it.
Maybe. They'll have Jay Lyon. A bunch of other
variety of other
people. Good
well-known artists. I think Little Friends of Printmaking.
Up in Milwaukee. They will be there.
Yeah, cool.
Saturday.
Well, Saturday and Sunday is Wicker Park Fest.
Ah.
More bands than is worth listing right now.
ISIS
is playing, I believe, on Sunday.
Nice, heavy, odd music. In
Polvo. Joan of Arc. They are going to be in Wicker Park, the park itself. It's $5 to get in. And in addition to the bands, there will be your standard food and vendors. You know, it's a neighborhood festival, so there's plenty of that going on. $5 Saturday and Sunday. I imagine it's $5 per day, but that's up to you, I guess. It is a donation, so.
Supposedly.
Yeah. And then downtown from 5:30 to 8:30 is the Festival of Cheese.
This is on Saturday?
This is on Saturday. And it's at the Hilton downtown, sort of the South Loop. $85 to get in, but that gets you all the cheese you can eat.
That's a lot of cheese.
That is a lot of cheese. How about you?
Saturday is the Roseland Peace Festival. It's a festival that's sponsored by the entertainment industry.
Cool.
And will showcase a variety of sports, basketball, 3-on-3, and music, entertainment, and other things. And it goes from 12 p.m. till 9 p.m. It's 115th and Halsted, way on the
way
south side.
All right.
And the whole point is to kind of, I think the festival is just to promote, it's targeted towards young adults.
Mm-hmm.
To stop violence.
Yeah.
Especially with Chicago being kind of that there are other positive things that you can do, like play music and you know, play some hoops and other things.
Yeah, so, alternatives to hanging out with your gang.
Exactly. So that's going on all day, most of the day. So check that out if you're down there.
All right.
Sunday is more sports for you. And this one's a big one because they've been trying to do this for a couple of years now.
Right.
But the Chicago Criterium, which is a bicycle race, will be downtown in Grant Park. The Criterium is basically a couple of miles loop. And, you know, it's basically a bunch of loops on city streets or wherever else they hold clips.
Cool.
As they're known, and a lot of the pros in the peloton and amateur and professional bicycle racing will be in town. So some of your local, some of your national hometown heroes, as well as your local heroes, will be in full effect. And that'll be, it starts at 7:30 a.m. and the pros start at 2:25 p.m. for the main event.
Gives all the amateurs a head start.
It does. And
cool.
Starts at Buckingham Fountain.
Nice.
And we'll go all around Grant Park, so you can stake out a nice spot anywhere you want.
Yeah. So also on Sunday, More cheese!
More cheese.
The American Cheese Society is going to be at Kendall College, which is 900 North Branch Street, which is on Goose Island. It's that big kind of citadel-looking thing over there. They're going to be in the dining room of Kendall College offering specialty cheeses for sale. It's free to get in. It runs from 10 to 1 p.m. 10 a.m. to 1 p.m. And you do have to pay for the cheese. It's not all you can eat. But it's all you can eat that you can pay for.
Well, yeah.
I don't know. You know.
Maybe not. Maybe they have better cheese.
Yeah. There are probably little samples at the cheese show. But, yeah. More cheese.
A cheesy weekend.
Very cheesy.
On Tuesday.
Tuesday. What's going on Tuesday?
We have more food. Mm-hmm. We have Ming Tsai, who's known from a few different shows.
Yeah, Food Network and WTTW.
And he will actually be at WTTW.
Nice.
Up in 5400 North St. Louis from 6:30 p.m. onwards.
Cool.
For a book signing and I think a demo.
Cool.
Of a book from his latest book. And it's $10 if you're a WTTW member, and $15 if you're not. Mm. So if you're a fan, go check it out.
Yeah, and you know, support your local public radio or public television station, and you know, public radio too.
And if you're downtown, though, you can go to the Outdoor Film Festival in Grand Park, and they're showing the Blues Brothers.
Excellent.
A nice classic instead of some old fuddy-duddy film.
Very appropriate for Tuesday night in the
city. It's perfect.
Yes. Cool. Well, that's it for us. I hope you guys are having a good July. Hope you didn't get too muddy at Pitchfork this past weekend.
It was like Woodstock.
It kind of was. And we'll talk to you next week.
Cheers. And beer.